We just heard a story about a young woman who is dating against her family's wishes. Something similar happened to Lisa Shaw, whose Chinese parents thought very differently than she did. Lisa sat down with Mills College reporter Jessica Toyota to tell her the story.
Hi, I'm Lisa Shaw, and my parents came from China. We weren't allowed to date, you know, until college. That was the rule, which we all totally broke. I have three sisters. We totally broke that rule. And the parents had to kind of be like, oh, well, what are we going to do? They were like in an in-between state, because I think, you know, a lot of immigrant parents are really strict. They're like, you know, our children are losing the values of our culture. We need to, you know, like rein them in even harder. Like, okay, you know, if you're trying to date, you're becoming too American. We're going to become really, really strict. And I think my parents were kind of like, well, you know, this is a different culture. We need to be a little bit, we don't want our kids to stick out too much. So yeah, they were always trying to find that middle ground. So I actually didn't learn to use chopsticks until I was in high school. I think I just tried when I was really young and I didn't get the hang of it, and there were forks. So I said, well, I'm just going to use a fork instead. And my parents said, okay, you can use a fork. But then every now and then my mom would say, you know, you should really learn to use chopsticks, because when you go to college, you're going to meet like kids who aren't Chinese, and then you can show them how to use these. And it was always presented as like, you need to be an interpreter of our culture for other people. If you are not openly rebelling against your parents, you know, if you love them and respect them and are grateful for all the things that they do for you, then you're in this weird position because you know more than them, and like you see your parents a little bit as not necessarily backward, but like not knowing things, you know, being less culturally conversant than you are. So it is a little bit difficult. Even now, you know, my relationship with my parents is pretty good, but there are definitely some things where I feel like they're a little out of touch. And that's probably normal, you know, as they get older, but the cultural thing definitely plays into that. I do at some point want to have kids, and it's going to be very different. I mean, their upbringing is just going to be 100% different than mine, because I grew up here. I mean, my husband and I actually joke that, you know, we feel like having grown up with immigrant parents is a really good thing, because you get this double perspective on two cultures, actually. That, you know, we feel like it made us more observant people and more thoughtful people, even if it was sometimes a little tricky. So we joke that we're going to have to move, you know, we're going to have to immigrate somewhere else so that our kids can be like explaining that culture to us, you know, like maybe we should move to Iceland. Our kids can come home and be like, God, mom, you know, you don't say this word right. Like, how come you can't do it? You're just such a more thoughtful person when you have two cultures to draw from. You know, I just feel like I would be really sad if my kids didn't have that.